Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:04 on ESPN 97.5, 7378-0376 if you want to get in here. In case you missed it earlier, I don't know that this is any, I don't know that this is newsworthy or if it's, I guess it's just said now for the first time, but I think it was pretty much we kind of, we just all assumed this, right? That Russ didn't like being here, didn't like playing with James, didn't like being the second fiddle. And Kendrick Perkins came out with it. He was talking about Kristaps Porzingis and Rick Carlisle, that it's Rick Carlisle's fault that Porzingis is not playing well, that he's got to put him in a better position to play well. And it's something similar, he says, to what was going on with Russell Westbrook.
Put him in position. Brent plays for him. Make him feel wanted. That is a problem. This is the same problem that happened in Houston last year with James Harden and Russell Westbrook towards the end of the year. You know what happened? From a source of mine that happens to be on the coaching staff, they said that Russell Westbrook felt like he wasn't being treated like a star that he wanted, that he should have been treated like, so he wanted out. If you put a coach there that's going to demand a 20-10 a night for Luka Porzingis, put a coach in the system that's going to actually run plays for the man, then maybe we can see better production.
Didn't you just assume that? I mean, Rustin just didn't like being here. He didn't like being the main dog.
Well, we heard as that progressed, when they both wanted out, that Russ didn't like the lack of professionalism around the organization.
Yeah.
And we all made assumptions about, well, how could that mean anything other than he didn't like some of the things that were done to placate James.
Yeah, well, and that James would just go on. Right. James would just go on trips in between games and down to the Bahamas or wherever.
And as much as we can debate Russ's effectiveness and talk about his flaws, the dude wants the ball. He wants to play. And I don't know. I don't have much background on Russ. It's someone who covered him in OKC, could probably give us more. But he didn't like the way things were run here. On the court, off the court. And well, I guess when he got whispers that James was out, he was like, hey, get me out of here too.
Well, did he read? And it looks like James is a different guy now. I mean, I guess. I don't know. But now he's a more professional. Seems to be more focused.
Is he? Brooklyn's like, show up when you want. All those guys take time off.
Well, I don't know that James took any time off other than the injury. I mean, he's sitting there. He's still at the games as opposed to Kyrie, who was just sitting at home.
I don't know if James is flying off to Vegas between rehab stints. I don't know what he's doing.
No, I don't either.
I can't speak to that, no.
I don't either, but he seems to be, I don't know. I just think that he's got a much different attitude not being the man that he, and, you know, I'm focused James. I want to win it. That's all I want is a title. That's it. That's me. That's James. I should be an MVP candidate this year.
When he wins a title, do we expect to hear about how all the haters need to shut up from James? Do you think that'll come?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll definitely come.
Now that he's won that title.
I want a title. Okay, so
no one can say anything to me anymore.
I'm now a bona fide Hall of Famer with a title, and you can all EAD. That's what he's going to say. That's what James's message is going to be afterwards.
Then
he's going to go out to a strip club for about 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah, and just, you know,
not some endurance.
Well, James has got some endurance. Okay,
the NBA.
But he's not doing anything now.
Offseason even 6 months long?
Whatever it is, whatever. And next year he's going to be able to go fly to strip clubs in between games because he's got his title. That's what James is going to do. Okay, so. You don't know
this. It'll have to be determined how it plays out. But I got a feeling James winning this title, people are going to look at it as pretty empty. If it will depend on how it plays out. But if we get a couple of customary James in big game moments where it's like, oh, what's going on here? If we get a couple of those and they still win, oh, what? Well, sure, you won, but look.
Well, what if James steps up? That's, now?
I said it depends on how it goes.
Yeah.
What, well, he'll have to.
If he, well, first of all, he's got to get play on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think they'll feel the need to bring him back in this series until if maybe well, they lose
unless,
a game.
Unless Milwaukee starts to play.
Yeah,
well.
If Milwaukee wins game three, we'll see if that changes the timeline. We saw Donovan Mitchell. He was upset with the Utah doctors when they held him out of game one against Memphis. Did the doctors just think, hey, we can get by
he's
Memphis?
Better now. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
They think we could get, and then he didn't play and they lost, and all of a sudden he was right there for game two, and they haven't lost since.
Yep. And he looked pretty good doing it, too.
Yeah.
16 of 30, 5 assists, 45 points, 7 of 8 free throws. He played a pretty good game.
Yeah. He controlled that game. Once they started shooting the ball better.
Now, we know that James needs this badly. We know that Chris Paul needs this badly. Donovan Mitchell kind of needs this.
At 24, you think he needs it?
Well, he's been the best player on his team for a few years, and yeah, he's still got plenty of time. Not like Chris Paul needs it or James needs it.
No, and outside of the Denver series, which was a collapse, they weren't the favorites against, what, the Rockets twice, was it? Did they lose the Rockets twice? They lost in the first round, and then they lost in the second round, right, after they beat Oklahoma City?
Yeah.
So last year was a failure because they were up 3-1. So that's the one thing on his resume. But the other two times, he lost to a potential title team.
Yeah, but it was the Rockets who eventually choke.
Sure, but those Rocket teams were good. I think one of them weren't they a one seed at the time?
The 65 win team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like, okay, you lost to that team. That's not a black mark.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, last year hurt, certainly. But even people can push that away as a bubble. And this year, if they lose to the Clippers as the one seed, it'll sting. But even then, people will be like, well, we think the Clippers can win a title. And he's got so much time. I know people like to rush into, well, what does it say about Donovan Mitchell? You know, the timeline for winning titles isn't being 24 years old.
No.
That's not when guys normally win.
No. Well, Mike didn't win his until...
Yeah, even LeBron, it took a while, partly because, you know, Cleveland wasn't the team. It wasn't built well around him, but LeBron didn't win early. He made a finals early, but he didn't win early. I think the only one you can point to is Dwayne Wade. I think he won it in his third year in the recent memory for the best player on the team to be that young. But Donovan Mitchell's, I think it's fine. Now you start stacking them on each other.
Yeah.
Then we have that conversation.
No, and there's some urgency. But this is, you know what? This is the best Suns, best Jazz team he's been on.
There is some.
And the road is the easiest that he's been on.
I mean, I think they're playing the most talented team in their, at least the two best players they'll face the rest of the way, certainly. But yeah, I mean, when we see that there's no Lakers, that certainly opens up.
There's no Golden State.
Yes. But I guess I pushed them to the side because they haven't been good for a couple years now. But yeah, it's easier. But you know what? If they wind up facing the Nets, is that any easier than
no
facing Golden State?
No, no. Actually, that'd be a battle. The Kevin Durant Nets team versus the Kevin Durant Golden State team.
I'd take the Kevin Durant Golden State team. I'll take Curry in big moments over. What's his name again? Elimination James.
Yeah,
I'll take those three. I'll take that combo.
That would be fun.
And those Warriors teams when they wanted to play defense, and that's a played better defense. Certainly against the Bucks, the Bucks can't shoot. But the team defense overall for those Warrior teams was better as well.
Yeah. Tonight we got the Nuggets and the Suns. See if the Suns can't keep it up. 5.5 point favorites. Who you got?
Whew. That Nuggets team is so interesting because they looked so good in that first half, and then it kind of fell apart when Chris Paul got going. Look, if Chris Paul is going to play like he did in that second half, I don't think the Nuggets have a shot to win this win. But every time I say the Nuggets will lose, they win. So I'm going to oppo of my opinion because I feel like the Suns have this one tonight, so I'll take the Nuggets just because I'm going oppo of myself.
Mm-hmm. How about Donovan Mitchell? They played a game two days ago. It's all how we start this quarter. they'll call it quits and get ready for game two if we make them.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good thought, and it almost, they were up by 10, I think, and you think the Clippers are going to fold, and the Clippers didn't.
No.
They made a couple shots. Paul George, as bad as he struggled, made a couple shots to kind of bring them back in it, and they had a shot to tie the game. Unfortunately, the guy who took the last shot was Amoris.
A 1-for-9.
That's not the guy you want taking the last shot, no matter how well he's shooting.
How about the defense they played?
They played great.
On George and on Kawhi.
Ingles and others
Ingles did a great
recovered
job.
Without fouling, without going for fakes, and they were forced to give it to Morris. I think Rudy Gobert said, I wanted them to pass more, because he fainted like he was going to stay in the lane, even though that's unnecessary on a three-point attempt. You wouldn't want him out in
three,
there.
But, you didn't need him there.
Yeah, but he pretended to be, like, I'm helping in the lane on a drive. And so he allowed Morris to be open, and he recovered. And Morris has a slow release anyway. So he was, and credit to the big man for being able to not foul, stay disciplined. And when he finally got Morris to commit to shooting, he was there to block it.
Yep. 10:15 ESPN 97.5. Anything you guys want to add, you're more than welcome to do that. 713-780-3776. We got other news around the league that we have not yet gotten to. So we'll around a bunch of leagues, the NFL and the NBA, that we haven't gotten to yet. So we'll do that on the other side. But right now I'm talking HRMP, HRP.net, 281-880-6525. My peeps over at HRMP are awesome. Mike Holly is a University of Houston guy. He blocked for Andre Ware. So you Cougs out there, this is a homegrown. This is a guy that you want to root for. And everybody. I mean, he was a football player, so you know what? He's got that mentality. He's got that business mentality, too. He's going to win, and he's going to do it the right way. And he has been doing it the right way, and that business has grown exponentially since he started it, and it is awesome. And what they do is they give you the best service. They give you the best in service, and they give you the best product as well, in that they're not going to gouge you. And you say, well, wait a minute, their payroll might be a little bit higher than this other one over here. Yeah, but then another one over there is going to work the deal on your insurance. They're going to work the deal on your 401k. They're going to work the deal. That's where they're making their money on you. And then at the end of the day, it's all more expensive, where HRMP gives you the options, but they're not in the 401k business or the insurance business. What they're in is HR and payroll, but they set you up with the insurance companies and the 401ks and the benefits packages with companies that do that. So if you're looking for that kind of company that is going to get you the best in service and everything else, you will love it. And the technology is second to none. It's HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
LA down by three. 10 seconds left. Leonard for George. Back for Leonard. Ball fake. Running out of time. Morris. One dribble.
You know, it was neat with that. That was the block by Rudy Gobert, Marcus Morris, and the end of the game. You know what was neat about that was the crowd. I mean, now we're back to normal, right? How dead it was. And I think we just assume, okay, well, it's all the same. No, that energy in that building meant something. You wonder if Utah would have been able to pull that off last year. Without the crowd, it definitely energizes the team.
Yeah, we watched the playoffs in the bubble last year, and we talked about how it was. I didn't even notice. But then when we have the crowd back, you can feel a difference. You can definitely tell environment means something. Whether it just be the players playing to the crowd, the interactions of Trae Young with the Knicks crowd, it adds a level of maybe call it spice to the game that we didn't get in the bubble last year, where it was just you're just out there playing basketball. And I think we'll really, you know, I noticed it a lot. I'm a noted college football fan, didn't care that much during the regular season, but the feel, despite it being a blowout of the national title game, it just felt different. Like a team, Alabama would score a touchdown, and it would be like almost a golf clap in the air because it had the it had 25% capacity, and it was like, look, the biggest game of the year, Ohio State in there trying to win a national title. Oh, Devontae Smith, the Heisman winner, scores a touchdown. It's like, that's kind of what it sounded like because there weren't enough people in the building to help the environment. That is, that'll be big when those kick off and you're watching. Like, you got kickoff games in the Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta. You got Georgia and Clemson playing in the Panther Stadium. Now, those aren't home campuses, but even those environments where you've got top 25 matchups and the crowd is back, and you know it's going to be prime time for some of them. It's going to be nice to have that back.
When Tiger Stadium is full, that is going to be
during a 3-3 electric. During a 3-3 start to your season, it'll be great.
What are you talking about? A 3-3
when start? When you go out to UCLA and lose, that'll be great.
Oh, stop. UCLA can't beat LSU.
What?
They don't even know what football is out there.
How many, let's look at the teams who beat LSU last year and see if you think those teams shouldn't be able to beat LSU.
Ain't nobody beating LSU this year. That was last year.
Who's the quarterback at LSU this year?
No one knows. It's an unanswerable question.
Isn't that a problem if no one knows?
Yeah. So we talked yesterday about the 12-team playoff, and it, according to Pete Thamel, this is the only argument that this is the only discussion they're going to have.
Yeah,
is but it still probably is a little ways off.
Now apparently
they have this agreement till 2025.
Yeah,
2026.
They won't be able to get out of the contract till then. But apparently, as far as making a decision, that could be. That's moving along pretty quickly. I think they're going to have one of their subcommittees or whatever the official title is push it forward next week. So it feels like the runaway favorite, and I guess we can all start to figure out what if my team, if we had a 12-team playoff in 2016, which teams would have made it? Apparently Ohio State's the only team who would have made it every year since the playoff began if it was a 12-team.
Yeah, because Alabama was...
Then they have a.
They had
the, is that the year they lost to Auburn? Which year was it?
They were. That was it 19?
Was the Mac Jones Auburn loss when he threw the couple pick sixes? Is that the year that
I
they
think
would have fallen
so. 19.
Out? Okay.
And they wouldn't have made it. Clemson and 1 year wouldn't have made.
Yeah, well, it had to be because Ohio State's the only team that would have made it. To remember
the beginning.
Yeah, remember Clemson wasn't Clemson until a little bit later.
Yeah, right.
A couple years in at least.
Yep. So anyway, that is going to be the case. Some other stuff that we haven't gotten to yet. Some coaches. Apparently, the NFL's threat of you not being able to coach is working. The Jags and the Saints assistant coaches said, "Yeah, we'll get vaccinated." Yeah,
it's the same version of you can't make the club from the tub. Like, look, we can't force you, but what value do you have to us as coaches if you're not going to be around?
You can't be in the locker room. You can't be on the field with the players. So everything you can do, you're going to do everything virtually. Well, you can't coach.
Yeah, we'll find someone else who'll get the vaccine and we'll coach.
Yeah, and some are questioning whether or not, well, I don't know whether it's a great idea. If anything, God forbid anything happens, like who is it that said, hospitals are saying if you don't get vaccinated, you're not working here? What was it? I don't want to say which one it was.
But yeah, I think it was a Houston.
It was a Houston right? hospital yeah. said, yeah, you got until today to get your vaccine. If you don't, guess what? You're not working here anymore.
This is the whole thing. I know it's because the vaccine is newer. So people are, you know, I can understand if people are like, hey, maybe I'll get version 3.0. They'll treat it like the iPhone or whatever. But like in school, you had to get your shots. To, you know, be in public school or a private school, depending on what they required. So I guess the COVID vaccine shot will fall in line with, hey, make sure you get your TB shot or you can't come to school.
Yeah.
I guess it'll fall in line with that from
well,
now on.
And, well, then people will say, well, we know we've got hundreds of, however many years, over a century of, well, we know that it's not, there's not going to be any side effects from that. So
true.
That's why
that would be the response.
That's the response.
Yeah.
So yeah. Well, but you get all kinds of vaccinations when you're a baby. You don't have any say in it. Just
do it, or you can't come to school.
That's it. You can't come to school. Did you see that Chris Harrison was fired from The Bachelor?
Yeah. The Bachelor's going through a makeover of sorts because of apparently their inability to find a way to navigate the social justice dynamic of, you know, new media. So Chris Harrison said some things that he got canceled for, and now he's gone.
Well, because of how he went to great lengths to defend former contestant Rachel Kirkconnell.
Kirkconnell, I think. She's Kirkconnell? The one who went to
she went to the plantation
party or something. Yeah.
Photos emerged on social media of her attending a slave plantation themed fraternity formal in 2018.
Now, that wasn't the official title of the party. I forgot what it was called, but there's a name for it. What was that?
Yeah.
What's that band called that had to change their name? The country band.
Oh yeah.
I think it was one of those parties. God, I don't know the name. Bad. I can't remember the name, but they had this whole thing about their name was offensive, so they had to change. It was one of those type of parties, and in college, she goes, "From what she said initially, it was ignorance as opposed to trying to be hurtful. She just didn't get why it was a problem." And yeah, he was like, he pretty much said the same thing. Oh, it's something she did back then. Why is it a problem now? He went and you said, defended her. And I didn't know they're going to get rid of him completely. He's been with that show since the start, right?
Yes. And he was making $600,000 an episode.
An episode?
Lady Antebellum.
Yeah, an antebellum party, I think is what it's called.
Right.
And that was why she caught heat.
So he tried to defend her, but how about this? He says, well, guess what? Make me rich or I'm telling all the little behind the scenes secrets about The Bachelor.
So he wants them to
all your dirty laundry. Is he
he's a snitch is what he is.
Well,
potentially.
Yeah. But he's also threatening them. Isn't he extorting? Is this extortion?
Yeah. What's the language? How did he put it? Because that does sound like extortion.
Well, apparently, I don't know if he, apparently he has said, here's the headline. Lawyer threatened to air franchise's dirty laundry unless network made him very rich. Now, they might have to pay off his contract, which is $600,000 an episode, which is going to, I don't know how many episodes they have, but there's a lot.
Yeah, that would make someone very rich, yes.
That's a tough job to lose, $600,000 an episode.
For wearing a suit and talking about relationship things with people. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a big time check that you don't get. $600K per episode?
$600 per episode. I mean, wasn't an essential part, was he?
I guess people think of him as the face of that show, even though it wasn't ever really about him. It's about the contestants, I guess. I don't watch, so you'd have to ask somebody who watches that show if they're really going to miss Chris Harrison.
Yeah, there's two former Bachelorettes are hosting it now.
God, I just didn't think he would pull in $600K per episode. I thought he would get that for the season.
Job.
Well, yeah, what are you doing here?
So stupid. I can't because
can't now.
No, because I'm married to Wendy. They won't.
And they dig through your past.
Well, that too. Yeah.
What's that you said about
the band is called Hillbilly Redneck Line? No, it's Lady Antebellum.
Who tweeted
art?
No, it's not called that.
It's 1029 ESPN 97.5. Why is Dell? Why are Dell's people racist? We will tell you why. On the other side, right here. Don't go anywhere.
I don't like that tease.
ESPN 97.5.
I love that guy. Is he the best announcer in sports?
It's a different guy.
But he still says, goal!
It is pretty much a lock that if you're doing Spanish language soccer, you're going to hear the long goal cars go. Andres Cantor was the original one that everyone remembers. But, yeah, it's a thing now. Everyone does that.
That was Mark McKenzie making the mistake and giving it right. It was 60 seconds, not even 60 seconds in the game.
It was
right?
Just a minute in or so, and he gave the ball away after the U.S. had made a play to take the ball back. A bad pass taken by Corona, Jesus Corona. And he scored a goal to make it 1-0 less than 2 minutes in, and it set off a firestorm. The U.S. eventually came back and won, but it didn't save McKenzie's mentions. There were a lot of people who took issue with his play, which is fine. I mean, it's soccer, it's sports, so if you have a problem with the player.
Well, he gave up that goal, and he had the handball.
Yes. Now, that one was more, okay, the guy had the ball right at your hand. There's not much you can do about it. It's not, right. like he slapped at the ball.
But it resulted
in a penalty. It was saved, though, so it didn't cost them. But it could have tied the game late into extra time. And people criticized him, which is fine, but they also did other stuff.
Yeah, so he deserved criticism, right? Did he deserve N-bombs?
He did not deserve to be called an ape either. These are the things.
Was he? Is that one?
He screenshotted something on Instagram where it was, of course, it's probably someone's burner account. It's not a social. You didn't see a picture with the profile, but someone said, "You suck, ape," as one of their comments. And that was probably just one of the many things he saw. His family caught it. If you don't know, McKenzie is a younger player. He's an African-American player for the U.S. national team, a defender. And he and his family were the subject of abuse.
Screwing the game up.
Well, he messed up a play, but
a couple.
One. I mean, well, the handball is not his fault. That's just an accident occurred. Well, not really his fault.
You.
No, I watched it. If the guy, the guy's a foot away from you and heads it into your hand, there's not much you can do about it.
That shouldn't be.
See, that's the thing. People are, sometimes it's not a penalty. Other times it is. The question was, where did you want him to put his hand? It was in a natural position. It wasn't above his shoulder. But right. They still called it a penalty.
You kick it right into a guy's arm, that shouldn't be a penalty.
Sometimes it's not. This time it was. And thankfully for the U.S., the save was made by the backup keeper who was in because of an injury. So they win. But the prevailing thing will be the U.S. big win over their rival. But there also was this, where his own alleged fans were sending him and his family racist stuff. So that was a story. And I don't appreciate you. Those are my people. Those aren't my people. I'm not one of those people.
That's your people.
How so?
That's soccer.
So what?
Those are your people.
So what?
Pull them, rein them in. Go get your man.
Okay? You know why I won't rein them in?
Frankly, there's just too many white people.
They are your white. They're your white people.
I don't have any white.
People. You have white people. Soccer fans.
Well, the U.S. soccer fan is. At least the ones you see in the crowd is a pretty white. It was a pretty white thing. Pretty white fan base.
Yeah,
as far as the U.S. national team fan base is concerned.
Yeah, no. That's pretty white. I don't think there's any question about that. So there's that rottenness of. I mean, just people. If you make a mistake, you don't have to drop N bombs on the guys.
I'm not a person who even go into. Look, I do this for a living, so my ability to talk about someone making a mistake is. Far exceed some others, but I'm not gonna go at someone. I might not go find his Instagram and go, you that was terrible. No.
Your guy Angel Cabrera. Now he's
that's your guy.
He's in some trouble.
That's your
no,
guy.
No, he's South American. A lot of South American soccer fans. That's your
he's
guy.
He's a golfer. He's your guy. You can't put golfer on me. That's your guy.
He's in a little bit of trouble. He's been extradited from Brazil to his homeland in Argentina. After he's been accused now of abuse by three women, his former wife and a couple of his former girlfriends as well. So it's accused of Cabrera of assault, intimidation, and causing injuries. I got, you know, Charlie was his putting coach and confidant for years. And, this is an unfortunate situation. He talked to Angel. A while ago, and Angel said, that's not, you know, it's all, I'm not guilty and blah, blah, blah. So we'll see. But he came to America without permission. And then he tried to get into, when he got to Brazil, they arrested him. And then, And they extradited him to Argentina. So he's been in jail now for a few months. So we'll see what happens with Ankel. But that's close to the situation. Maybe we'll hear something from Charlie about it on Saturday morning on the golf show, the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Arthur Smith, he's the head coach of the Falcons. I liked his response. And you know what? I can't blame him. I was asking him, hey, what about Julio Jones leaving? Hey, I don't know. I never coached him. I don't care about Julio Jones. We don't need him here. You know what we got? We got Kyle Pitts. So beat it, everybody. My concern is the other guys that we have on this roster, blah, blah, blah. Who are the guys that are here? That's who I'm concerned mm-hmm. about. And that's the right response.
Of course.
I mean, you. Why is Arthur Smith? But that's the media. What about Arthur? What about Julio Jones? I don't know. Never coached him. I don't know. The Premier Golf League is set for 2023. So now the PGA and the European Tour have threatened guys that they will be expelled from their tours if they joined the Super League, which is totally different. That is, the Super League was in the Middle East. That was a production from the Middle East. The Premier Golf League is not related to the Saudi-backed Super Golf League. Now, they have not announced, but they are having bigger purses, like $4 million. I wonder how this is going to end. They're going to have $4 million purses. Like, you're going to get the biggest purse on the PGA Tour.
Is that enough of a purse for Wendy, $4 million worth of a purse?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take a $4 million.
I've heard you talk about her love of purses, so I'm just trying to figure out.
$4 million purse? She'll be right
sure,
in line.
She sure she would She's be like, the, yeah. Can I get the $4.5 million purse?
So the biggest purse on the PGA Tour is a $15 million prize pot. 2.7 goes to the winner. But this one is saying you can make up to $4 million on a win on our tour. And guys are listening. This is going to be interesting. ESPN reported last month that PGA star players, including Dustin Johnson, Justin Rose, Brooks Koepka, and Phil Mickelson, received big offers to play in this league. Rory McIlroy said he's not. This is popping up everywhere now.
Well,
popped up in soccer.
Yeah.
What's happening with? Is Barcelona still talking about being in the Super League?
You know, the Super League thing has kind of fallen by the wayside, considering all the English teams have kind of, you know, backed away. And also with that news came out today that the six clubs that won it out are going to pay a settlement to the Premier League for £22 million for their treachery. Apparently, they're going to have to pay the league they tried to ditch. Well, actually, they didn't even want to leave the Premier League. They just wanted to have their own different league on the side. But they're going to have to pay those guys $22 million. And I don't know what Barcelona – I haven't seen any Barcelona news. I'll look it up. But while I'm doing that, how about you get your guy? And I call him your guy because he does things that you like to do. Something that should be recreational, putting money on it. You see the story about – it's not even a story. It's a tweet. Apparently, this guy with involving Anthony Edwards, the Minnesota rookie. Apparently, he...
That's your guy.
It's your guy. You talk about him, and he's doing something like playing video games for money. You play golf for money. He's your guy. You do the same type of thing. Except, I don't think you would owe someone $22,000 and not pay.
So, Anthony Edwards owes somebody $22,000 and he won't
over
pay up?
Over video games, and he won't pay up.
Pay up!
So, the guy goes... He of course, because everyone, you know... screenshots their text message exchange. He goes, that's $22,000, bro. Anthony Edwards responds with, F you suck. LMAO, nah, I'm nice with it. Don't cap, which means don't be fake. Don't lie. You straight, but let's stream tomorrow, please. It's a lot of text from this guy trying to get his money from Anthony Edwards. Apparently, they bet over two games, over two nights, 10 and 12K. And he beat him both times, and Anthony Edwards won't pay him his money.
Pay that man his money, so, Anthony Edwards.
So this was over text, and then also he kept saying, pay me. And then the guy and Anthony Edwards goes, no, you play me. Let's run it back. Let's pretty much saying double or nothing. And the guy was like, I'm not going to play you until you give me my money. This went over to Instagram, too. He goes, bro, I need my bread. Anthony Edwards says, run it back. after you send the money. It's been a week, bro. At least send 10 now, bro. Send my money. I'm not even trying to be on some active S, but I need it. If I need to, I'll do it. And Anthony Edwards blocked him on Instagram. And then the guy took to Twitter to let everyone know that Anthony Edwards.
Get your man's down. Him.
This is your guy. He's betting on things that are I wouldn't ever think to bet on like you do.
22
your
large. That ain't nothing for Anthony Edwards. Pay up.
He's still in that rookie skill deal.
Be a biznotch. Pay your debt. You gambled. You lost. You pay.
Hey, I'm on that rookie deal. I don't have that type of money.
Oh, he's got that. Oh, he got 22 large. Let's go. That ain't even large.
You don't know what you don't know what he spent.
22 small
what
to
is
him.
It? Before we go, let's see Anthony Edwards' spot track. Let's see how much he should be able to cover as far as, you know, betting on video games to the tune of 22K. I feel like that's not a good use of your money. I feel like his business manager, whoever that might be, may want to get involved. Anthony Edwards, let's see. I'm trying to find his deal. First year of his rookie deal. Well, the contract was nine. He's making over nine this year. Yeah, he's got enough.
Sure, pretty sure he can afford $22,000. Pay up. Stop being a biznutch. 1044 ESPN 97.5. News of the weird coming your way. And I never got to the story yesterday, but pissy pants. You got, okay? You want some pissy pants?
No, I don't.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if you want them or not, because it's the newest trend, Dell, and we'll talk about it next. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN
97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
This doesn't look like a bad job. In Bali, cops are hunting for a secret porn villa where porn stars film sex scenes on an island paradise. That's not a bad job. If you find it, how long is it going to take you to arrest them?
What do you...
Just watch for a while.
What kind of police officer are you, though, I guess is the question.
Well, I need evidence. So I got my body cam on. I'm gonna watch for a while. I need the evidence.
But you already know it's a porn villa. Why do you need more evidence? Why would you go? Why are you trying to go in to arrest him if you don't have evidence? That would be my response.
But you got to catch him in the act.
No, but you already know. But you're there for a reason. You already know they're doing
it. Well, we know, but you can't. Until you have evidence, you can't prove it. I want a solid case.
You want an open and shut case?
It's open and shut.
You don't want any questions?
Hey, judge, look at this.
We all know video.
Why'd you arrest him so soon?
You know, juries don't believe anything about real video, so I guess that's what that's for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we appreciate the body cam evidence, but no one said you needed to participate.
Apparently, let's get to our story that we teased, because we've missed it yesterday. There is a company that is making jeans now that look like you peed your pants.
Is there an explanation why anyone would want to wear those? No, I know what it looks. I could see that giant stain.
Giant stain all around.
Are they doing it on purpose?
Yeah. Like when I was a kid and holes in my mom's, I was like, those are new jeans. There's holes in them. Okay. Why would you buy, girls would be wearing them. Why would you buy a pair of jeans that has holes in them?
I'd be like, pipe down, Ma. Let them do what they want.
Ma, it looks good. Shut up.
Yeah, let them do what they want.
Shut up over there, Ma.
Why are you talking so much?
Ma, stop talking right now. So now it's like you wet yourself. Is this a good way to go up to a female?
Oh, it's for men?
It's for men and women.
I'd have to ask. You have a daughter in her 20s. Ask her if the guy she was with bought jeans that looks like he peed on himself.
Now, the good news here is when you get drunk and you got to go, the damage is already done. Why not? You know what? I ain't waiting in that line in a Florida bar.
Well,
you don't want me to pee all over the floor? Watch this. I'll just pee myself.
So you just
want
to have pee pants?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd rather pee on the floor of the bar. And it's Gainesville. They deserve it.
So, I don't get it.
I don't either. Get I'm not it. Buying the pee pants.
I mean, it does.
I don't understand.
This is somehow attractive to someone.
You know, when you're in school and maybe you don't even have jeans on, maybe you have khakis, maybe you're in uniform, depending on what school you are, and you spill water on the front of yourself. The worst thing you want people to think is that you peed on yourself. Now it's just, yeah.
Yeah. I used to have a buddy in high school, Tom. His name was Tom. I won't tell you his last name.
Tom?
He would always get drunk. He was the worst drunk. He would pass out. He'd get so polluted, pass out, and he'd pee himself all the time. So if he had these pants, though, you know, all night long, no one would know that he peed him. But we always like, come on, dude, you peed on my floor again. He passed out on the floor.
Why would you invite Tom to your place? Because
he's a good guy. He's a great guy.
Yeah, but he's
going to
pee
just,
on your floor.
He pees on, yes.
You don't even like dogs. You're going to accept it from your... Buddy? Nah, bro.
No.
Find a toilet or don't come to my home.
Stop doing that. A guy in Britain, apparently he saved his twin sister by punching a crocodile in the face. Would you save your brother if he was being attacked by a crocodile by punching the crocodile?
I wouldn't step
in. Or your sister. You have a sister.
I do. I wouldn't step in if she was being chased by a swan. I'm going to step in if a crocodile's after her? Like a swan who are very aggressive. I'm not stepping in for that. I'm not punching a crocodile. Sorry, you put yourself in a bad situation. Some things you have to handle on your own.
The Queen's catching it now. Oxford University students vote to take down a portrait of the Queen because she represents colonial history.
Well, yeah, she's the Queen. Of course she does.
She's the current Queen. She was in colonial history.
Well, England is... had been colonizing when she was still
in
her younger years. But I don't know why that's new. The crown has represented colonialism, you know, since its existence pretty much. You think you're making a statement now? Pick it up. It's been going.
She's always promoted inclusivity, tolerance, respect. I mean, come on. Really?
Like I don't particularly.
She's been a great queen.
Does she even know that it's happening?
She probably doesn't. She's pretty old now.
And you think that news is making it to her?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't want them to live in this mobile home community. It's fed up with raw sewage, gunshots, and flying axes. Wait a minute. This is not where I want to live.
Flying
in
axes.
Berwick, Iowa. Flying axes.
Huh.
Yeah.
I know people do that for fun now. I'm always a little sketchy about throwing a sharp object through the air like that, but people have fun doing it. I'm not living anywhere that features that. Nah, I'm out.
You never had jarts, did you?
What are jarts?
Jarts are giant...
Darts?
Darts, only giant, with a point, yeah, metal pointy end, and you throw it, and you got to across the yard, and you got a ring that you got to hit it into. My cousin ran across once, and a jart was stuck in his head.
Of course,
Robert.
Why would you?
He was running around, and it like stuck there, and he's running. Ah! He's screaming.
So
it was
someone
funny.
Threw it, and it hit
and
him
it,
in the head.
And he, for some reason, he was running across.
Who is he? Rickon from Game of Thrones? Yeah. Zigzag. What are you doing?
I don't. But it stuck in his head. And like it's giant, and he's running, and it was funny. Oh God, I'll never forget that.
The blood pouring from his head was funny.
And my mom didn't think it was that funny.
I didn't think she would.
No, a dog was ejected from a car crash on Sunday. Dell,
dog was fine.
Well, it was found on a sheep farm herding sheep.
Talk about bouncing back.
You talk about
that dog's adaptable.
The dog was dead. It was lost. It was gone.
Living his best life.
Now, did you think they took him off there? Hey, you can't drive, dumbass.
Leave
the dog alone.
The dog has adapted so quickly to be, you know, being a sheep herding dog. Leave that dog on the farm.
Mm-hmm. No question. Apparently, in Bozeman, Montana, they want to teach kids how the dangers of landmines. Where do we find landmines in Bozeman, Montana?
So, is there an issue with unattended landmines that kids are happening upon? Why do you need to teach kids the dangers? They'll blow up and hurt you and kill you. That's enough, right? Is that the lesson learned?
I guess, but guess who's teaching them? Clowns. Clowns Without Borders.
What?
A nonprofit that performs in refugee camps, conflict zones, and natural disaster sites is working to create online content to audience after in-person events were halted due to the pandemic.
I don't want you.
Why do I have to learn where landmines? Where do I live?
From a
in
clown?
The Gaza Strip?
I didn't know Bozeman had that type of conflict.
What the hell?
And I would rather navigate landmines than deal with clowns.
Yeah, right.
If you're giving me the option.
What's scarier, landmines or clowns?
Clowns, definitely. You've seen it.
Oh, no. I don't want to. Oh, if you see a clown walking down the street, what's the first thing you do?
I go the opposite direction.
Yes, because that dude has got a knife or a machete, and he's about to kill you.
You remember that trend, I don't know how many years ago now, where clowns were just walking around scaring people?
Yeah. Well, you know what would happen? Clown come up on me?
Get a punch in the face. Well, at a minimum.
And here, with the carry law, where you don't even need to practice.
Oh, now, yeah. Clown.
You don't have any knowledge of your gun?
Clowns are in danger.
Oh,
now.
Good news for North Korea, Dell.
They need
apparently
it,
so. Orphans and students, young students, are volunteering to work in the coal mines.
Oh, are they volunteering?
They're volunteering.
Oh, look at that.
In North Korea. Good news for North Korea. So they got free help.
So people who can't speak for them and young students who, you know, maybe have said some things about the government they shouldn't have said.
Right.
Are winding up volunteering in the coal mines?
Well, we don't know. They're orphans. They ain't got nowhere to go anyway.
I meant the orphans. That's what I said by people don't have anyone to speak for them. And then the young students who, you know, may have been, you know, a little uppity about the government. Hey, thanks for volunteering.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Bye. Go work in the coal mine now. Bye. Bye, Bia.
I feel like I don't want to live in North Korea.
Yeah.
Wouldn't go well
for
me.
No, I don't think so. 1057 ESPN 97.5. It's not going to go well if we talk anymore because Charlie Pelullo's next right here on ESPN 97.5.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.